Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Boren Geo, Coney Alive, the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I've already had an effect on Lion Hurley. Him walking in this morning, nice black pair of jeans and a pullover sweater with a hoodie.
Okay.
So there you go. So it's already happening.
I am glad to hear that. And we'll be able to...
He actually looks good today.
Oh, so, all right. Nice. You hear the compliment there. So we'll still get him some flag and anthem. And Zach Martin, who came in, our head production guy.
Super Z!
Was also looking for some free clothing.
Yeah, well,
he goes, why don't you hook me up with the flag and anthem as well? I mean, Ryan Hurley just got here. I've been working here for a million years, and you've never gotten me anything. That's what he said. And then he said, like, these jeans, I bought them yesterday at the tractor supply store. I never even knew that there was clothing at the tractor supply store. I don't know what else he was doing in there.
I would say he looks good, though. He is losing weight, so he looks good.
He does.
Anybody here from Big Zoo?
Yes. You know what? He tweeted out a link yesterday. For donations.
Yep.
So the reason
we're
bringing this up is because of the 40-mile bike tour, and Big Zoo said he was going to lose weight and get in this bike tour, get a team, and do the fundraising.
We here!
And he...
It was all into it about 2 months ago.
So he heard us talking about this.
Yes.
And he goes, hey, all, we're a couple of weeks out from the 40-mile bike tour raising money for cystic fibrosis. Still raising money. And if any of you would be willing to donate, your contribution will be greatly appreciated. See the link down low for details. And you click on that. And he has raised $3,565 out of the $6,000.
All right, so that is $1,500 more than he had yesterday.
All right, nice.
He's got it. He and his, how many, does it show his team there? Who's on his team?
Yes, it does.
Who's on his team?
Rascona's on his team, who works here.
Okay.
The rest, I don't know.
Okay.
Anthony Costanzo.
Okay.
Justin Tumanello.
Yes.
And Matt Bateman.
Well, I hope they all get off their ass and start raising some money because they ain't getting a team bike shirt if they don't.
Remember the person?
There are requirements and responsibilities here.
Remember the guy who called up yesterday and said he was part of the Sticky Bandits that was participating for Team Boomer?
Yeah, they have like $625 or something.
Yeah, $625.
Yeah, but then he said his company was covering it. Remember he said he said that, you know, don't look at that number because the company.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But maybe his company's going to write a $20,000 check.
Well, what about the Wasps? The Wasps are on there, $475.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's on that list.
It doesn't allow me to click on that.
Okay. I don't know who that. I have no idea who's on that list. That's because that's not my team.
Yeah, I know. Your team is number two.
Right.
You're 7,000 off the lead.
It's Jerry Cahill's team is number one.
Yeah, that is right.
And he has this whole thing about competing with me, which I love.
Yeah. And Roscona, again, is texting me taking credit for all of the money raised for Team Zoo's team.
He said,
I raised all that money.
All right.
He didn't raise all that money.
Well, good job by Brian Roscona. I'm sure he called his buddy Mike Valenti and said, hey, can you throw a few dollars to my ride?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Big Zoo, man. I am disappointed. Well, who knows? We still have some time.
And Roscona's got the receipts. He really wants credit. This is like an Al Duke spot.
Well, that was also like you. You wanted credit for all the birthday stuff going on yesterday.
But, like, he really wants credit. He sent me the list of donors, and he's number 10 on the entire list. So, Brian Roscona, out of that $3,500 that was raised for Team Zoo,
yes,
he raised $2,915 of it. So,
I mean, I was very, very pointed and specific with Zoo. I not?
No, of course you were, yeah.
And this was back in January.
Not everybody understands how serious you are.
I'm like, Zoo, this crap's going to be here before you know it. So hopefully now with the Knicks in the playoffs, he's not slamming hamburgers and cheeseburgers and drinking beer.
Isn't that the time for him to be doing that?
No, I haven't seen him, so I'm hoping that he's holding his end of the bargain up and losing the weight as well.
Yeah, it's going to be tough if he stopped losing the weight because doing that 40 miles, if he's not training, is not going to be easy for him.
All right.
So, but anyway, there you go. There's your update. You want an update? You got an update.
Okay.
Let's go to Christopher in Jamesburg, New Jersey. What's going on, Christopher?
Hey, what's going on, Boomer Geo? How you doing?
All right, man, Chris, what's happening, brother?
All right, cool. I'm calling to let you guys know I'm getting a lot of negativity on this fan base from all my friends, especially my uncle in New Jersey. And he's just like, you know, always down on Rangers, down on Panarin. And you know what? Maybe you guys could... Down on Panarin. He's a big fat prick. You know, just he...
let me ask something, Christopher. Are you a Ranger fan yourself?
I'm a huge Ranger fan.
All right, my so I am too. Are you negative about this?
No, my uncle turned me into a Ranger fan. I wish he would. I wish we get on with it. When I was a little boy, he used to take me out of the backyard and shoot hockey pucks at me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's no reason to be negative right now. It's all positive. It's positive for the Knicks. It's positive for the Rangers. And if I were an Islander fan, I'd be feeling great about the way that my team has finished off the season and heading into the playoffs.
Yeah,
Honestly, to me, they have one of the toughest matchups out of all the eight different matchups. That's a tough team. Carolina's a tough team. And they're going to have to bully them. They're going to have to play straight-ahead hockey. Our team, is going to have to deal with the power play for the Capitals. And they're going to have to deal with Lindgren, the goalie, the brother of Ryan Lindgren on our team.
All the Ranger fans that are in my life are not negative at all. I mean, they're fired up that they get the Capitals, and I think that they're going to give them the proper respect, but they still think they're going to beat them. I mean, maybe that's just that family out there in Jamesburg, but I do not feel like the Ranger fan base is in any way negative right now. Connor's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Connor?
Boomer and Geo, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's happening, Connor?
Nothing much. So, got my tickets to Sunday's game last night, Section 104. I am pumped up.
Good.
But my question for Gio, so I'm bringing a date with me. Mm. It'll be our third date. He's never been to a Ranger game, let alone a playoff game.
Wow.
So, do you think game one Ranger playoffs, automatic bang spot?
Pound town after the playoff game.
If they win, she's going to want to celebrate.
Yeah.
Because she knows how expensive these tickets are, by the way. And I'm sure you're going to want her, I'm thinking either in a Panarin, Fox, or Zibanejad jersey, right? You're probably going to buy her one of those.
Yeah, well, I'll be wearing the blue Panarin, and I got an extra white Panarin.
You going to put her in that?
If she wants, I don't know.
Nah, she's going to want to dress cute. She doesn't want to
No. She'll dress cute for the date, but then if you present her with a jersey her size, that could she can wear at a playoff game for the Rangers, and this is her first game, and if they win...
Oh, well, let me tell you something. If you end up buying her, so you're taking her to the game, it's expensive. You're going to be paying for dinner, and you end up buying her a jersey there, which would be expensive, then that better be automatic pound town. Let me tell you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, we're going pound town.
Yeah. so you haven't gone there yet, right? So this game is your entry into pound town?
I'm hoping so, yeah. It's been a few dates.
And how have the dates gone? How are the dates gone?
They've been excellent. We were down in Queens the other day.
Queens.
Brooklyn, we'll be in Brooklyn today.
Uh-huh.
All right, nice. All right.
Have you been smooching? Like your little kissy face going on?
Maybe a little smooching.
Okay.
All right. No, I like the Ranger game thing.
Does she grab your hand to hold it when you're walking?
Not quite yet.
You got to start making moves here at the game. A little more affectionate,
right.
A little more touchy feely. Hopefully the Rangers win, and then just really set the groundwork for Pound Town.
I think a Panarin jersey, a couple beers during the game.
Yeah.
You know, you're happy. You're high fiving when they score, and then you teach her the goal scoring. You know, the goal song. I don't see how you don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. If you don't, then you know what? You're like the Rangers in the playoffs last year.
You're getting used.
Yes.
Call us back.
Yes.
Yeah. Let us know.
I want to know what happened on Monday.
I will. I will call you back Monday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Connor. Thanks.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean.
That is a great date. Especially like that it's not the first date. Third date.
But here's
they've already smooched.
Listen, there's two ways to look at this. One is, hold on. There's two ways to look at this. If your goal is Pound Town and taking her to this game, that's a great idea. But if you're taking her to this game and you're a big Ranger fan, it's going to be tough to be focusing on going to Pound Town if the game is intense, which you know it's going to be.
Oh.
So you really can't be locked into the game in the way that you want to be locked into the game if you're trying to go to Pound Town after the game. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Because
she's going to be like, oh, you're annoyed. You're this, you're that. Pay attention to me. That's what she's going to be saying.
Here's the thing. No, she's not going to be saying that. Here's the thing. When it gets intense, you know, fluids start flowing. Things start going, man. Things start getting hot. Man, people are aware of what's happening. You know what I'm saying? If it were the first date, I wouldn't think so. Not at all.
Yeah.
There are some hussies out there. There's no question about that. This doesn't sound like that situation.
There's some hussies out there. There's no question about that. Okay. Yeah, I understand. I understand your point of view.
Third date, get her a Panarin jersey.
I'll tell you though,
a couple beers, and the game is early, so it's a 3:00 game.
I could never in my height of my fandom, I could never bring a date to a Mets playoff game or a Knicks playoff game. I could never do that in the height of my fandom. I just couldn't.
The nice thing about this, if the Rangers win on Sunday, it's a 3:00 game. You're out of there by 6:00. You got a little dinner. Now you can do the romantic thing with dinner on top of the Ranger tickets.
Yeah.
And if this young lady is bright, she probably knows how much these tickets cost. Section 104, those are expensive.
Well, let's hope that she understands.
And a Panarin jersey and a couple drinks. And hopefully a Ranger win.
Ooh.
Man, everybody's going to be jacked up.
Marge from Colts Neck, and I know who this is. This is the great Marge Carfora, who won the Courage Award a couple years ago at the Booming Celebration, your big black tie event. She is a walking miracle.
Yes.
She's been through so much, and she's a friend of ours and a friend of the show, and she's calling in this morning to talk about Saturday night. Hello, Marge.
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. Hi, Marge. How are you today?
Good. I think I'm finally recovered from Saturday, maybe.
Well, you were indulging. I saw you from afar, and you were doing your thing, man. I love the fact that you're able to do your thing.
Yes.
And I was indulging, but I was still able to dance with Gio, and I finally got my dance on that dance floor.
Yeah, it was funny because we actually ended up being a Dua Lipa song. So I went flying there, and we had a great time. It was a tense dance. There's one thing though, Marge, I have to ask you. You Uh-oh. Ran and tried to jump on my back at one point. What was that?
She was having a good time.
I actually have no idea.
So for people to understand, Marge is somebody who suffers from CF, but other complications that have come along and transplants and things of that nature. So she is a walking, talking miracle. And if you've ever met the army of people that she knows, FOMs, Friends of Marge, you know that they're like a gang. They show up like a gang, and they kind of take over the room, and then they want a picture, and they boss you around, and they push it in, because it's all because of Marge.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that she actually ran up and jumped on your back, that this woman is living her life. This is the miracle of what we've been through over the last 31 years.
It was incredible. It just surprised me. I didn't know because like we're dancing together and then I just turn around for a second and like do like a little dance move. Next thing I know, I feel Marge trying to hold on to my suit jacket.
I mean, I'm 4'11" and 101 pounds, Gio. Come on, you couldn't handle that?
No, I could. But it was just. It was just surprising, but it ended up working out great, and we had a blast. And the dance the year prior, I was tired and just drank too much. And
you were ornery, but this year you were much better. You kept on your feet.
Yeah, I did.
I know that you were complaining you wanted to leave because Gene and Colt came over and told me that.
It was enough. You know, we were there for a long time.
I know. And then
I was tired.
And then I saw you over there in the corner between Lee and Joe G.
Yeah. Then I was, yes. And I went over and talked to the big ones.
It was a great time, guys. And Team Lungs on the Run was there. And I know you guys know we're raising money for Breathe Week. And I think we're up to $26,000. And we have a $50,000 goal. So visit teamlungs.org if you want to donate. I'm hoping to hit that goal for you this year, Boomer.
All right. Thanks, Marge. You are the absolute best. I love you. And
love you guys, too.
Way to live your life,
Al.
Kid. That's what I love.
Awesome.
Yeah, Al's not awesome.
Boomer, thank you so much.
Okay.
See you, Marge. Marge
Balfour. Bye.
Al's not awesome.
Yeah, one of the old-time greats, Marge Garfora. Yes. One of the old-timers. Marge, is it you? No, she is, like, spectacular. And I was... As you say, it's just so nice to see her let loose and have a blast like that. I mean, really, really cool. And her story, I mean, not to rank the stories, but her story when she won the Courage Award was so, it was like, because I didn't know her prior to that. I mean, it was one bombshell after another bombshell.
Just
after another
coming, bombshell. Coming, coming.
And then she survived all of it. It is in just a spectacular place.
And I do have to say thank you to Belle Christ, who won this year's award, and our friend Sean O'Hara, who was just amazing.
Oh, man. The relationship that those two have had.
Yes.
It made her a big-time Giants fan. And she's also interning with the Giants, too, now, which is very, very cool.
Not surprising. I mean, she's got a great life ahead of her.
Real quickly, Eddie in Rockland. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, you know, what you got for us today?
You know, Boomer, you know, I think you run a tight ship, but I think you're slacking a little bit.
Okay, tell me why.
Two things bother me.
Okay.
On the bike tour thing, you let C-Max slide right out the door. He promised a couple of times that he was going to do this bike tour thing. And then you got Gio next to you, you know. You're on TV. You look like you're TV ready. Gio looks like he just rolled out of bed and got on TV with the Batman symbol in the back of his head with that bald spot.
Jeez, man.
I gotta tell you.
Man, listen.
Oh, man.
I dress the way I want to dress, and it's a Casamigos sweatshirt, man.
It's a beautiful sweatshirt.
It's a beautiful Casamigos sweatshirt.
Look, you are.
I'm not going to, you know.
You're like one of my best friends. And you're in the organ donation box. You've made it that far.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So if you need an organ, I'll be more than happy to find somebody to give you one.
oh my goodness, this is funny. But listen, today, Eddie, today's not the day to be ripping what we wear. I mean, Boomer's got a sausage casing on today, for God's sakes.
But why are you bringing me into this?
Why is Eddie bringing me into it? So there you go.
Well, he has the fascination with you, but I don't know why you have to turn it around to me.
Well, okay. I'm just saying that he said, you're buttoned up. You look TV ready. That's why. He said he was giving you a compliment.
Well, maybe he heard me at 6 o'clock this morning come firing out of a cannon because I can't wait until this weekend.
There's all these calls about the last caller. It's, we'll take them. It's fine. Jordan in Bergen County. What's going on, Jordan?
Hey, so if there's a prop bet on this guy getting laid after the Rangers game, I'm taking the under.
Really? Why?
He's trying too hard. He said they barely smooched. They're not holding hands. I don't know. It just feels like he's trying too hard to me.
All right. So, Jordan, are you a Ranger fan yourself, or are you a hockey fan in general?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, would you take a girl on a third date to a Ranger game to try to impress her?
I would if it felt right, but, like, I feel like he's doing it to get laid, you know?
I mean, there's a point in your life when you're single, you do everything to get laid. Everything you do in your life is to get laid. So, like, he might be in that spot. I didn't ask him how old he was, but yeah. And by the way, if this, knowing the women, they're not going to waste their time going to a third date and then going to Madison Square Garden if they're not a hockey fan, if they're not interested in the guy.
Yeah, well, listen, by the way, in this day and age, women have just as much want to go to the pound town, it seems like, as the men do, because they're all on these freaking apps.
Well, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right, takes two to tango.
Exactly. So, and she's getting a little bit extra out of it. She's getting a Ranger playoff game.
Let's go to Leroy and
that
Pelham.
That makes me hot.
What's going on, Leroy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
First of all, it's an if bet. If you're going to spend that kind of money, take your best friend, let him enjoy the game, and then go to the West Garden around the corner. Biggest mistake in the world, taking a woman to a sporting event who's not into it. I took my wife to the 99 and 2000 Yankee playoff game where Gino flipped the ball behind his back home plate, and my wife wanted a glass of wine. They didn't sell wine back then unless you had to go to the clubhouse. It took me a half hour to get into the clubhouse. Then I had to sneak the wine out of the clubhouse. I get back, I go, what happened? I don't know. The guy went over there. I go, wait, it was like the biggest comeback. I missed the whole thing. Don't bring chicks to games. That's it. Bring your best friend.
You know what?
Garden, and you're better off.
Yeah. You know, this is what I was saying about like a playoff game like that. It is tough because if you're really into it and you got to make her happy, those two things don't normally work together.
The only thing, you know, he is in section 104, so they're going to be close to the ice, so she's going to be able to see the players. A lot of good-looking players down there.
Well,
you know, so he may feel a little emasculated in that situation, but I still think that, I mean, this is like the intensity.
You can't not get into a hockey playoff game.
This girl's never been to a Ranger game, let alone a Ranger playoff game this year with this team, with these expectations.
Yeah.
Just like going to a Knick game on Saturday night. There's got to be some guy that's out there that's taking his second date or third date to the Knick game.
Yeah. I know what he's saying, like, you know, spending all that money on a girl, that's crazy. I mean, the rest of your life, if you end up with somebody, it's all you do is spend money on them. So, like, if you're trying to find a partner, right?
What do you have money for?
Yeah, right.
That's what it's all about.
Yes. One more.
Mike and Wes Caldwell. Mike, what's happening?
When I was dating my wife, I used to take her to a lot of Yankee games, and now we've been married 20 years, and the secret was I kiss her between the stripes, and she kissed me between the balls.
Glad you got that one in.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back in here. Another update. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Knicks Sixers, first round of the playoffs. Thanks to Philadelphia beating Miami last night. I did see Jimmy Butler out multiple weeks with the leg injury. So if they do find a way to win in a couple of nights or tomorrow night, he will not be part of the first round, it looks like.
Knicks could have caught a break, man. I'm sorry. They could have caught a break.
Stop with that.
That's the truth.
It's going to be hard no matter what, man.
A Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler, I would take 10 times out of 10 over a Philadelphia 76er team with Joel Embiid. And you're just you're lying to yourself if you don't think that matters.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you never know what's going to happen. It's not like Jimmy Butler had been out and was going to be out. He got hurt last night in last night's game.
That's true.
I'm like, you can't control any of that stuff.
But what I'm saying was, last night you saw him get hurt, and they almost won. They lost by a point. So if the Miami had figured out a way to win that game, they automatically would have faced the Knicks, and you automatically would have had no Jimmy Butler in that series, and then you automatically would have gone to the second round. So I'm sorry.
So this is what I would say. Jimmy Butler goes out, and they almost beat Philadelphia.
Well, they coughed up the lead. Yeah. They were killing them.
I know, but they almost beat them.
Yeah,
Without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, because when Jimmy was in there, they were beating them pretty bad. And the reason they came back was because Jimmy Butler was not on the floor. So I don't know if it kind of works out that way. But whatever. It is what it is. Yeah. Can't do nothing about it now.
So you get the Sixers. Nicholas Batum, 20 off the bench. Big block late. He knows they were 1-3 in four games against the Knicks this season.
They got our number this year. No, they came in twice in this place and pretty much kick our butt twice. That was the weirdest game when we get there, like lowest scoring game in a while, and then again they beat us in the big march. So gonna be interesting.
Yeah, and that one game they beat them, he's talking about the low scoring game. It was the game in the 70s where they played at the Garden, but the Knicks beat them pretty soundly in a couple as well. This series will start Saturday night at 6 o'clock. As for the Heat, they get the Bulls for the 8th seed tomorrow. Chicago beating Atlanta 131-116. Kobe White had 42 points to lead Chicago in that game. What else? I know we don't have a lot of times here, so I'm going to move quickly through the basketball to the baseball as CBS Sports Network runs the highlights of White, who was unbelievable last night. As he said, let the game come to him, and it certainly worked out pretty good. All right, we go to Toronto yesterday, afternoon game, where the Blue Jays were looking to sweep the Yankees away, and it really looked like they were going to. They had a 4-1 lead into the late innings, and then all of a sudden the Yankees, bit by bit, home run by home run, got back to even at 4-4. It was Jose Trevino's pinch hit RBI single that got the game tied. Then Aaron Judge put them in front.
3-2, runners go. The pitch line on the ground, past the diving of Clement into left field. It kicks off the sidewall. One run scores. Two run score. Stopping at third is Soto. Judge has given the Yankees the lead in the top of the ninth. A two-run single for the captain. And the Yankees are ahead 6-4.
And that was Justin Shackle on the Fan. They would win 6-4. A nice easy ninth for Clay Holmes, who earned the save. So the Yankees snapped that three-game losing streak. Here was Judge. Nice to come through in a big spot. This was on Yes.
All game, I've been kind of came up with some spots where I should have got the job done, didn't, and it's just about moving on to the next pitch. And in that situation, you know, all inning, our guys are having great at-bats. And, you know, it's your time to step up.
And they will play the Rays starting tomorrow, see if they can start another winning streak, much like the Mets have done now. 4 in a row for the Mets. They beat the Pirates 9-1. They sweep away the series. Think of this. Pittsburgh came in 11-5. They walk out 11-8. The Mets now 10-8, having won 10 of 13. Luis Severino, 6 innings, 1-run ball, ERA of 2.14 in the month of April so far. He says he is bouncing. It's early, but he's bouncing back.
I think everybody in his career got a, you know, a tough year, you know, and I learned from that year, you know, and came this year, you know, with a better attitude, better mentality. Just, you know, try to attack the hitters, make good pitches.
And he made a lot of good pitches and got through the six. And the Mets, it was a close game, but they wound up pouring it on late. Of note, a two-run homer for Harrison Bader, a two-run homer for Starling Marte, and Tyrone Taylor was 3-for-4 with a two-run single in the sixth. Mets and Dodgers from Los Angeles late tomorrow night, then two day games on Saturday and Sunday. Angels beat the Rays 5-4. Pete Fairbanks gave up the game in the ninth for Tampa. I only play this because I think it's one of the best clips you'll hear all year from baseball. He was asked, what was the issue on this night? Anything specific? Command? Velocity? Why did he struggle so badly?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pretty honest, too, in his assessment. And last thing from baseball, the Rangers play the Tigers today. Notable why? Because Al Leiter's son, Jack Leiter, yep, makes his big league debut. 23-year-old Jack Leiter starts for Texas coming. I think it's a day game, I'm pretty sure, in Detroit.
And he and Anthony Volpe were high school teammates together, isn't that right, I think?
I was not aware of that.
I heard
true?
Susan cool. asking or interviewing nice. Anthony Volpe about that.
Yeah. You know who also was on that team? Stugatz. Yeah, but he didn't want to go to the majors.
He was offered a big league contract.
Oh, he was offered a big league contract, but he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. He just stayed down.
The Islanders closed out the regular season with a 5-4 win over the Penguins. They won 8 of 9 to wrap things up. They'll take on the Hurricanes in the playoffs. You've got the Rangers and Capitals in the first round of the playoffs. And just lastly, pregame emotions fly. I don't know how the hell I didn't see this, that the Coyotes are going to Salt Lake City.
Yes.
This was Todd Walsh and Tyson Nash pregame, I guess, on the television broadcast as they were getting set for the last game there in Phoenix.
This is absolutely gut-wrenching, heartbreaking. Best city in the world. I can't say it enough. I'm absolutely in shock, and possibly we have lost our hockey team. That was a gift. The NHL gave us a gift.
And you're
so basically what's happening, just so you know, a guy by the name of Ryan Smith, who does own the Jazz and a couple of other sporting teams there with, I think, I want to say it's either David Blitzer or Howard Blitzer. I think it's David from BlackRock.
Okay.
And they are bringing the Coyotes to Salt Lake. They will rebrand the team, as
they're
I understand
be called
it.
The Polygamists. I don't think that's going to be
right.
their name.
So they're probably either going to be called the Yetis or maybe the Blizzard or something like that.
The Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, or the Stormin' Mormons. Right, okay, I got it. Yeah, I've seen it all. But it's interesting, underwear. That guy, Ryan Smith, was on a plane with a buddy of mine on Friday coming to New York. And he was coming here to New York to, I guess, deal with Gary Bettman, the NHL offices, maybe some owners here, and get this approval. They've been trying to build a building out in Arizona, and they can't. They moved out of Glendale. They wanted to build it. They want to build it just north Scottsdale, where we stayed 2 years ago. They want to build it up there.
Okay.
And I think what the goal is that this guy's spending $1 billion to bring the team to Salt Lake, and then they will try to build a building eventually and keep the Coyote name and stuff in Phoenix.
I don't care.
You know who you should call on this? Get Stugatz on the line.
Well, I was going to say, my friend Jimmy would really be into this. Jimmy Crack Corn?
That's a can of corn.
I'm looking at him, and all I can think through his head is, shut up. God, shut up.
Hey.
But I totally understand. So
it's $1 billion move.
And you
said you had not heard about it.
I didn't, and I was all good.
And you're supposed to be a sports update guy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So let's get to moment of the day, because it's a great segue. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each of your moment of the day responsibly. All right, so this is, you talk about your friend coming over on a plane. You're getting on a plane soon. You've had some issues. Geo to the rescue.
I'm just so effing annoyed right now. I'm going to Montreal for my hockey tournament. And I'm trying to check in on the Air Canada app, because I'm flying Air Canada. Their app interface absolutely sucks. It's effing impossible to check in on the app.
Dare I say, old guy technology spot?
No, it's not. I'm not an old guy I'm up to date with all technology.
Are you?
Yeah, 100%. You know what? I'll let you do it, smart
ass.
I'll
do it.
By the way, you have the Air Canada app, and then you have something called AeroCan. There's Air Canada, and then there's something called AeroCan. I don't know. Shut up, Eddie.
And that's not an old guy thing, trust me.
Back in my day, there was no such thing as an app. You'd walk into the airport, and they'd get your paper ticket, and they'd rip it up, and you're allowed to smoke on the planes, too. And the stewardesses used to have cleavage. Now it's just some guy named Josh.
We've got some time to fix this. I believe that we will.
Look, I'm telling you, I spent an hour yesterday.
Yeah.
I had the laptop. I had the whole thing. The interface between Air Canada and United is the problem. It sucks.
Swooped right in, got that passport uploaded. In the break, how long was that break there, Eddie? How long?
That was approximately 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
A little less.
Spent all day yesterday trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so by the way,
let me get my wheelchair.
I didn't click that. There was a wheelchair. Do you need a wheelchair button?
I
didn't.
Yeah, I know you did. You're my hero. Okay, you feel better?
I don't need to be the hero.
No, you're the hero.
There you go. That was putting 15 minutes into as much as I could. Man. That was pretty good. Moment of the day. Have a great trip.
My favorite
Thank you.
Was,
I appreciate it.
My favorite was, I forgot about, well, don't you try it, smartass.
Okay. I got to tell you, I was annoyed. But I didn't realize that it was the Safari browser that was the problem.
Mm.
Ultimately.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how you... I'm glad you did. Yeah. You did. Yeah. Right. Oh, you're the best.
You're welcome.
Smart ass. I've spent an whole day on this. I'm not an old guy technology person. I swear.
And the first two callers were plus 60 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so.
No, you're right, Boomer. That app stinks. I remember I used to be able to go up to Toronto. I'd show up at a boarding pass, had my ID, they'd hand me a paper. Paper. I can work my remote.
All right, Jerry, thank you.
Man, me working those apps was like you putting the other day.
Hey, man, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I just learned how to play golf. I'm going to get better.
Okay.
You're going to get worse with this technology as you get older.
We'll see. We'll see.
As you get older.
Okay.
Next thing you know, you're going to be sending money to some prince in Nigeria. You won't even know it. Let me give you your social security number. Yeah, no problem. You've got Sydney and Matt kidnapped in Darfur. Here's my bank account. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll be right back.
CBS Sports Network. I can't even imagine the scene up there in Montreal after your game is over on Sunday, right? And then you guys get to...
get together, hang out, watch the game.
Oh, man, you meatheads. You Wasp Ranger fan meatheads together with a couple of pops in you. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby is right.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, unless someone gets, like, arrested up there. I could see, like, Capone getting arrested for something.
No, more like, Ardley than Capone.
More Ardley?
Yeah.
Someone getting
well, he was
cuffed.
The guy that got arrested off the plane when we landed up in Quebec.
That's right, yeah,
he had an outstanding ticket.
Yeah. So, like, I can see the...
15 years ago.
The Royal Mounted Police taking away Chicharella in cuffs.
No, he's not coming this...
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wow. Why not?
Because he didn't play enough for me in the spring, and I'm not bringing him up there. I needed a kid that was playing more.
Wow.
So he knows.
That's a big move there.
It is. I mean, love my Paul.
Yeah.
But
you got to be there, man, to answer the bell.
Well, you got to play your way into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of like the NBA play-in tournament.
Kind of like that, yes.
Albert is out in Comac. What's going on, Albert?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
First all right, Albert, what's happening, brother?
Listen, big-time Ranger fan. In 94, I was 21 years old, so it was the best year of my life. I'm hoping for another long run. Just wanted to get your take on Peter Laviolette had been the Capitals coach the last few seasons and getting fired last year, I believe it was.
Yes.
Do you think that benefits the Rangers at all? Do you think he knows those players a little bit and what gets under their skin, et cetera?
Well, I don't know if he personally get under their skin, but he does know they're playing. You know, he knows who they are. That's got to be a little bit of a help. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the players on the ice. And then when you think about the players on the ice, you look at the two goalies, and we all know in the playoffs, a hot goalie can steal a game here or there. And Ryan Lindgren's brother is actually played well against us. So that's what it's really going to come down to. And when I think about the NHL playoffs, especially in the Eastern Conference, if they wanted teams that know each other really well and want high-end impact kind of rivalries, I mean, the Rangers Capitals, like, here we are again.
Yeah.
We've played them a lot in the playoffs. It could have been the Capitals or the Penguins. If it would have been the Red Wings, that would have been a nice change of scenery. You know, it would have been original six teams playing and all that stuff.
That's not a team that is ready for prime time, though, that Red Wings team.
Right. Think about the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. That is a heated rivalry.
Yeah.
That is a really heated rivalry. And then you have Florida and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they
hate
each other.
That's another heated rivalry.
They don't like each other.
And then, of course, the Islanders and the Hurricanes seem to meet every year in the playoffs, too.
They met there last year, and unfortunately, I was at UBS when they got eliminated. It was a really fun atmosphere for a while, and it was all over. So.
If Varlamov, I think what the Rangers and the Islanders both have is they have goalie tandems. That if one guy is having a tough day, they can put another guy in there, whatever. But both coaches know they have really good goalies.
Mm.
And that's a good thing to know going into the playoffs because ultimately, like I said, a hot goalie can win you a game or two. But, you know, listen, Tom Wilson's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm sure that Islander fans know all too well just how good the Hurricanes can be and how difficult they can be on the defensive end. But the Islanders are a straight-ahead team, man. They are straight ahead, and they're a grinding team, and they're gonna try to hem you into your zone, and they're going to throw the body, and you got to play physical. So I'm sure the Hurricanes are looking at it now and just going, oh, God, we got to play these guys again?
Yeah.
Same way. Like, so all
they really went for it, too, at the trade deadline. I mean, they were not messing around.
They brought in Jake Guentzel from the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Jake Guentzel, since the trade has been made, has scored the most the most points as a trade deadline acquisition.
Yeah.
Which has been great. I mean, the Hurricanes gave up a lot to get him. I don't think the Rangers wanted to do that. And the Rangers, I mean, like, I give Chris Drury this. Alex Wenberg is fit in. Roslovic, not so much, but he did have a goal against Ottawa, and it was nice. And he's been passing better. He's got to be the number one right wing. If we're going to win, he's got to be up the top. And, you know, these bottom six guys have just got to grind it out. You know how that works.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.